It is that time of year when concerns arise regarding the wildlife that live among us. Recently, an article from our parent company, Village Media, tells the story of the loss of a pet dog, eaten by coyotes in an area near Hamilton. It was let out into its fenced yard by its owner, who was shocked to find that it had been attacked and eaten by coyotes in that yard. There are occasionally articles about frightening incidents with coyotes, most often with small pets, reminding all of us that especially at this time of year, care has to be taken, even when in residential neighborhoods. As a photographer, I enjoy the opportunity to photograph coyotes in their natural element, the rural fields or forested areas of the town. Unfortunately, these areas are disappearing with development and this pushes the coyotes closer to the residential areas. I was fortunate one morning to witness two very healthy-looking coyotes, out in a large field, hunting mice. It was interesting to see one slowly approach and jump on its prey. Earlier this month I, along with a Parks Canada employee and workers at Fort Mississauga, witnessed a pet dog chasing a coyote across the NOTL golf course. The dog's owner was left at the far side of the golf course, perhaps oblivious to what their dog was chasing. Now, if that coyote had turned around and attacked the dog, think of the uproar that would probably have ensued. Fortunately for this dog, the coyote was alone. It has been known for a lone coyote to entice dogs to chase them towards their pack who lie in wait. Coyote Watch Canada has on its website a number of things to consider during February and March, the coyote's breeding periods. With the warmer weather we have been experiencing, it certainly is more likely for us to have our pets in the yard or smaller children playing outside on some of these wonderful sunny days. However, they should not be left unattended as coyotes can be opportunistic. This is especially important if your home is located near wooded areas or ravines, etc. The town has, on its website, an online coyote sighting form that can be completed to report coyote encounters. This helps the town to monitor activity and, if necessary, take appropriate actions to deal with any coyote problems. Let's continue to enjoy this mild winter but take the necessary precautions to avoid problems with the coyotes who share the town with us.